Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our two great friends, Claire Villarosa and Donald Hunter. Donald, I need your website, please.
It's intellistress.com, I-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T-R-E-S-S.com.
Intellitrust.com, all right. So check that out, folks. Claire, I need your website. Your book is Down to Business, also The Words of African-American Heroes. You got a website?
It's in transition. I'm in transition.
All right, folks, and that's not intransition.com. It's just we'll announce it to the next time she's on. All right,
right.
All right,
okay.
You two. I want to talk about the future, and I'm gonna throw down the gauntlet. I'm gonna say something here, and I want your thoughts on this. We have a lot of history that we can dwell on, and a lot of it is not good. It's ugly. It's hateful. It's mean. It's destructive. There's a lot of bad stuff that's gone in the past. But there's also been a lot of quality stuff that's happened in the last several decades that, and I believe that those, we talked about standing on shoulders earlier, I believe we can stand on the shoulders. There's more currency, there's more wholesome fruit to be picked from standing on the shoulders of what's happened, of the improvements that have been made, and on many levels, and focusing on how we take that and reach for opportunities in the future, not just for financial and professional benefit, but for living together and getting along. I believe there's more currency and wholesome fruit in that, in focusing forward, than there is in focusing backwards. Donald, what do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I'm totally on the same page with you that we have a future that's promising that everybody can participate in. And, you know, if we hold on to the past, which doesn't exist anymore, really, mm-hmm. Then we're just going to continue having the same problems. As Einstein said, if you keep trying to do the same thing over
right.
and over again and getting the same results, then that's the definition of insanity.
Right.
So, yes, I agree with you.
Claire, what do you think?
Yes, I agree. I agree, however, that we have to know the history. We have to understand the history because that helps us as we move forward. We can't stick our head in the sand about it, but we have to move forward knowing that history and learning from that history and then being intentional about drive ourselves intentionally
right.
with regard to what happens next. I see the possibility of significant growth within the African American community. However, it means that we have to move forward, take advantage of what's available to us, make it work, and perpetuate it in terms of next generations.
And let's do all that, Clara and Donald. Let's do all of that with a positive attitude of what can be done together without any anger or judgment or blame. Can't we do that? Isn't that the key, Donald?
They say about African Americans, we don't have the anger about what's happened. We want to move forward. We want it better, and we want relationships better.
Donald, what do you think?
I agree.
I think she stated it very, very well. I don't see anger and resentment in the African American community. We want to move forward.
Right. And so all of us need to not listen to people who are causing those kinds of things, regardless of where they came from,
yeah,
regardless
like,
of their skin color.
Like the major media.
Right.
Whips up a lot of this vitriol.
It does seem to me seem to me the grievance merchants are not as visible today as they were 4 or 5 years ago. What do you think, Clara?
The grievance merchants have gone underground.
I agree. Donald, what do you think? Let's keep them there. What do you think? I think we should keep them there. Hey, I got to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I love having you on the show anytime, but especially during Black History Month. Folks, these are two great Americans. They're awesome leaders. Clara Villarosa, who's just turned 89. She told me I could say that. And Donald Hunter, who's a lot younger. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves.
Love you, too.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Wasn't that awesome? Man, that was awesome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.